This is the sound of me blowing up 35 or so balloons. It's my youngest birthday party this afternoon and I'm preparing the games. And this is for... six teams, each with a colour, and each person in each team has a balloon tied with string to their ankle, and they have to stamp and burst all the balloons tied to people's ankles who aren't in their team. And the team with the most balloons left at the end wins. And there's prizes, there's all sorts of stuff actually. Globe bracelets and bits of sweets and stuff like that. And the other games, I've done the white team, now I'm going on to pink. The other games we've got wooden spoons with string tied on them. You see string's a theme. And teams again. And each team has to start with the first member, pass the spoon with the string on, down their shirt and trousers or whatever they're wearing to the bottom, and then pass to the next person who has to pass it up their trousers and shirt and so on and so forth to the end of the team. And at the end of that, the team whose spoon appears first at the top of the shirt of the last person is the winner. More prizes. And then we've got these really, really long straws that are really cool. They're about 3 feet, no, they're more, they're about 4 feet long. And plastic drinking straws, but 4 feet long. And what we're going to do those use with those for, two things. We're going to use it for teams to play each other from a starting line to a finish line, blowing paper fish from one end. So each team has a fish and it with a number on, and they blow their fish from the starting line to the finish line. So that's one game that they're going to use the straws for. And the other one is to move Maltesers from one bowl on the floor to another bowl on the other side of the room using the power of suck. And the first team to get all the Maltesers from one bowl to the other wins. That's another good game. And then we've got all the usual musical bumps and musical statues and stuff like that. I'm doing my DJ dad. So I'm out of breath already, so I'm going to carry on. And hopefully it's going to go all right. Thanks for listening.